from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I was rich, I'd still be with her. Ain't that some? All right, folks. Once a week, we come together as a congregation, as a community, as a city, as a civilization, with the opportunity to air our grievances very publicly. Whoever you're mad at, a person, a place, a thing, stop sign, a road sign, Cody, whoever you're mad at, I don't care. This is the place to let the world know. I know that I asked Dan Quinn his favorite non-football thing about D.C., and he said, I love how much the city loves football. So I thought that was kind of awesome. That's a football guy right there. But I was so excited by all that I did not get to open the phone lines up. So, Jeff, press the button, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are on. If you missed any of our interview with Dan Quinn, that was a fun conversation, man. And you could tell... One thing I liked a lot was the level of respect DQ had for B. Mitch's playing days. It's not the only big-time interview on The Fan today. You also get to hear from Adam Peters with Grant and Danny. That is at 4:15. So check that out later on today. Just put your radio on, leave your radio on. It's a simple game. All right, phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I am joined in the tent by Mr. Mitch Tischler. Commanders practice starts at 1:15, I believe, so we get to watch practice here in a little bit. But Mitchell, it's my understanding somebody has wronged you and that you're angry.
Yes, I do have a quick bleep you for the weather
gods.
It can
be long, dude.
Okay, I'll make it a little longer.
It's just us.
The weather gods get a big bleep you.
Why?
Because we had a whole week of fall weather, felt like things were turning towards cooler weather, less humidity, less heat, and then all of a sudden, bang, right back to midsummer.
See, I think... Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. If you get good weather in August, man, that's a take the money and run. This is my dear friend Peter Stewart has a rule. Like, don't complain about the cold in February, and don't complain about the heat in August. Like, it's supposed to be hot.
Yeah.
What do you want it to be? It's August.
Everyone's yelling about weather changing all over the place. I thought we got a little cooler weather in the middle of August. I thought we were getting one of those changes.
I have a potentially explosive topic. If climate change means it's not that cold in the winter, I'm kind of cool with it. Am I allowed to say that?
Hold on. I got to bleep you to JP.
For what?
Because I like, you know, I like the cold. You know, I like getting a little bit of snow. I'm a Four Seasons guy.
You
not just the hotel.
must be living that good life, Mitchell.
Hey, listen, I don't have that Odyssey money.
Yeah. That, You know who should say bleep you is Cody to Mitch, because Mitch just keeps stealing the fan.
I'm trying to help you out here. We're waiting for the phone lines to fill up. I'm trying to get Cody to throw bleep you out there.
Yeah, that, you know, bleep you to me for forgetting to announce the phones were open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. There's a dude named El Travos Commanders on Twitter that's mad at me. Listen, man, I don't remember the old exact schedule of 106.7 The Fan before it was a sports station. I was young. I didn't listen to it all. Like, I was, I think, Lanfield, do you know, when did JFK flip to all sports all the time? I think I was in college or something.
I believe it was July 20th, 2009.
Okay. So it's 15 years this past July. Mm-hmm. I think it's fair if I don't remember that. Now, did you have a bleep you, Lanfield? It's my understanding you're upset with someone.
Yeah, I'm upset with Drab T-shirt. I was initially going to do this bleep you to JP and B-Mitch, because it looks like B-Mitch got the giant head and JP got the giant ears. And I was trying to work with Jeff on how to...
In what capacity? What does that mean?
B-Mitch has a gigantic head and you have gigantic ears. You look like there was person you got mixed up. I was trying to work with Jeff to work on the wording of that so it would be funny. And then Drab interrupted us trying to sell us soup. So I'm mad at Drab. Bleep you.
What kind of soup is Drab selling?
Tomato or something.
Why is Drab selling soup?
Who knows?
Speaking of Odyssey money, that sounds incredibly bizarre, frankly, that Drab is selling soup. Cody, you can listen here, dude.
The amount of people, when I'm just trying to like do the show, that just decide to come in here and just want to socialize is enraging to me.
It is remarkable. And I wonder if some of it is like time of day, because it's the middle of the day and people just like... You guys in the aquarium during the hours of 10 to 2 get treated very differently than the aquarium gets treated during the morning show or the afternoon show. Is it maybe that we kind of have a more circus atmosphere vibe as a program than others, but it is noticeable. I'll give you that, Landini. Apparently Jeffrey's mad too.
Yes. My bleep you, and I'm sorry, I'm calling a name on this one. WMATA. Because the bus gave me a ticket for being in the bus lane. Yeah, Metro buses now take pictures of you if you're in the bus lane. But the reason why the reason why I was in the bus lane is because a goddamn ambulance and a fire truck was coming behind me with their sirens blazing. And I'm like, dude, what am I supposed to stand in line? How are y'all going to take a picture of me in the bus lane, and I'm getting over to the right so emergency vehicles can come through? So now I have to miss work just to fight that because I have to go to court for it.
Well, I know much it pains you to miss work, Jeff, so I'm sorry about that. That is some BS, though. Like, there are too many cameras, there are too many tickets, and it's nothing but a cash grab. Like, if they have all these speed cameras and red light cameras and everything, and like all of a sudden schools were better or there was fewer homeless people. I mean, you drive anywhere in Washington and there's just tents for homeless people. Like, it didn't always look like that. If these speed cameras resulted in better services for the homeless, okay. I think people would by and large support that, but they don't. It's just money going into a black hole that nobody knows what comes out the other side. And now that, shouldn't you have to be like a government entity to be sending tickets? Should a Metro bus really be able to send tickets? Like, I'm no lawyer. Don't we have constitutional rights? Damn it. Like, Thomas Jefferson didn't write that whole document to get a ticket from a bus.
Jeff,
don't you think?
JP, the bus is a government agency. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but it's not like the police. It's Metro, and that's probably like a public-private.
I feel like it's just like a government agency, like the schools or something.
I don't know, man. It does say, I just Googled it. It says WMATA, government agency.
Of course. What else would it be?
But, yo, this might violate a constitutional right, Lamphill. I'm just trying to help Jeff. I'm not a lawyer, all right? But WMATA is a tri-jurisdictional public transit agency. How the hell, how can they have jurisdiction like in Maryland if they're in Virginia or vice versa? Lamphill, enough of this. You support buses being able to give you a ticket?
I never said that. I'm just dumbfounded that you think the public transit agency is somehow not a government agency.
We have rights in this country. We have constitutional rights. Herbie Hancock was involved. This is egregious. Let's go to Mary in Ashburn. Hello, Mary. Who are you mad at?
Who am I mad at? Hi, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
I'm mad at the people who pull up in front of the grocery store, Walmart, Walgreens, whatever, and park right in front of it and think they're so important that they don't have to park in a parking spot. You have to walk around them to get in there. Thank you.
That's fair. I do feel like there needs to be some give and take, but like there's a way to pull up right in front without impeding the people that need to walk right in front. Like, usually there's, like, the painted, you know, kind of lines for the walkway. Like, don't pull up over that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have to pull up, maybe you just have to run in and get a prescription or something. You got a kid in the car. Like, I am a man of context and nuance, Lamphill, so I try to allow for that in my day-to-day interactions. However, you know, sometimes it's not always context and nuance. I have a very specific bleep you. Everybody knows me, knows that I am a massive supporter of the Wegmans grocery store. I go there legitimately 9-10 times a week, especially during football season. I've been there 3 times in the last 24 hours, Cody. It's also kind of my office, perhaps my bathroom. Keep that between us. I go to Wegmans a lot, and I'm a big fan of Wegmans. However, their policy that you can't just pay, you have to answer 1,000 questions. Like, please, I'm generally cutting it a little close to a certain thing that starts at 10 a.m. Just let me get in there and pay you and be on my way, sir, Mr. and Mrs. Wegman. Like, I don't want to put my phone number in and talk about bags. I'm grabbing a soda and a wrap. Please, God, let me leave. I feel like we're really accomplishing a lot today, Lamphill. Do you feel the same?
Yes, I also wanted to add a bleep you to Denton Day. No reason. Just saw him, realized I don't like him. Bleep you to Denton.
Yeah, I'm with that for sure. I believe we have Jarrah on the line. Fresh off of doling $1 million out to Dalvin Cook. Hello, Jarrah. How do you do?
I'm doing fine, Finley. Listen, I'm with Walker. These dumb bastards at Metro are literally putting a light rail right across Route 450, which is a major damn intersection. And I guess they're just, it's not underground. It's not going over the track. It's literally, I guess, train tracks are going to come down, rails or something. They've made a mockery of that road. You can't get up and down it now. And I just, they're going to try to kill somebody. That's all. It is the worst configuration I've ever seen in my life. But
what intersection is it, Jarrah?
I'm sorry?
What was the intersection?
Route 450 and East-West Highway. It's just stupidity. It's there in Landover
exactly
Hills. Anybody that goes through there knows what I'm talking about. It takes you forever. And just to have a rail go through there so they can connect out of
that's cement. The stupid purple line, right?
I guess. It's coming from College Park or something, taking you straight into Landover Landover. Whatever.
I think eventually they want that thing to go from New Carrollton to Bethesda. It's been a giant pain in the ass. The construction never has stopped, and I don't think anybody's going to ride it. You know, transit ideas were pre-COVID. Now everybody's freaked out about being in small spaces and got used to driving their own cars again. Good luck. You know what? Today's segment is just us versus WMATA, apparently, and the damn buses. Sorry, Jarrah. Please continue.
Well, I won't hit you on that. The problem is, aren't they bankrupt? What the hell is they? When you ask about government agencies, I guess we do own the damn thing. But listen, Jeff Walker, I asked you before, leave the Yankees alone. You're a perennial curse. Every time your mouth opens up and says, Garrett Cole's going to pitch. What are you doing? You might win a lot of bets when you're doing it yourself, but when you talk about them on the air, you have just crushed a great franchise.
You know what, Jared? I can't even be mad at you with that take, dude, because I even said that sitting at the game the other day. I said, man, I should not have taken them on the air knowing I was coming to the game.
Now, how many drinks did you really have at the game?
I really had two. I'll take
the overall two. All right, how many blunts? Yeah. Thank you, Jera.
All right.
Not a shock whatsoever that the owner of the Cowboys, also a Yankee fan, that's been revealed. I bet he also likes the Lakers and Notre Dame. I do want to get to some more calls here. But damn, WMATA is really just coming at all our throats. Time to stand up, people. Our guy Lawrence is on the Beltway. Hello, Lawrence.
Hey, what's happening? How you guys doing? I hope you guys have had a splendid summer. Right now, I'm sitting outside at the park with my son. I homeschool him. He's 8. And that's the thing I wanted to talk about real quick, if you guys don't mind. I got a big bleep you to everybody, mother or father, who told their non-custodial child that they were coming to pick them up, and they don't show and they don't call. It just aggravates me, and I don't have that problem. I'm happily married. Me and my wife take care of our son together. You know, we have a great life. But you know what? The other day, he was sitting outside waiting for his grandparents to come take him to the beach.
Hold on. Let me try to understand something here. So you're at the park, and there's people that just don't pick their kids up?
Yeah, no. I'm sorry. I was just saying that I'm just pulled over. I'm at a park, and I was watching my son play, and it just aggravated me the other day when his grandparents were supposed to be there, and they were 10 minutes late, and he went nuts, and it just broke my heart because.
So are we mad at his grandparents? Who are we mad at?
No, I'm not mad at his grandparents. I'm mad at anybody who told their kid that they were coming to pick him up and they didn't show up. And left that kid sitting there, man. I'm real
pissed off about
that.
Pick up your damn kids. Thank you for the call, dude. It's like the old Chris Rock bit, like, don't brag about the stuff you're supposed to do. just do it. It was kind of a wild ride there, Cody, though. I'm not gonna lie to you. I know who knows the assignment. I know who will listen. If this was a run fit, if this was a linebacker, he would fill the gap. My man Jupe, who you mad at?
JP, what's going on, man? Hey, you already know. I'm stuffing the hole all the way. But no, my bleep you
pause, dog, pause.
That is insane.
Hey, but my bleep you goes to entitled people. Like, if you sign up for a service, like, I'm going to give you an example. You sign up for Comcast service, they come install the cable service, and come to find out you have an electrical issue that's messing with your TVs, why would you call Comcast and expecting something for free? It doesn't work that way. But that's what my bleep you go to.
Bleep them. Bleep them. Not Comcast. I'm cool with them. But everybody else, thank you. Thank you, Jupe. I appreciate you, pal. You know, so I'm going to take everybody behind the curtain here. That last call, I dropped into the text thread. This call is kind of weird. And Landfill said yes. I just got a text from Ahmed, a very good friend and loyal listener. He said, that was a weird call. I said, yes. Greg Hite, very loyal listener. He just texted, a good friend of the program. He just said, that was weird. Yeah. It didn't flow, Cody, is how I would say it. All right, here's what will flow. We haven't had him on a couple weeks. I think he's been on vacation towards the end of August. Is a good vacation time. Peter Rosenberg will join the program again. Also, I'm learning all sorts of stuff. Apparently, if you're at the corner of Potomac River Freeway and 25th Street Northwest, there's a speed camera there that's the most lucrative in D.C., $6 million in the first half of 2024. $6 million in 6 months. I'm sure it's for public safety. I am positive that on a highway, If that is where I think it is, I think I'm on that road, and luckily I know exactly where that camera is. Also, apparently, the Purple Line is not a WMATA project. It's a joint project with Montgomery and Prince George's County. That's how you know it's going to go off without a hitch, even though they've been building that thing for like 9 years. Jeff, I'm the Montgomery County resident here. You're the Prince George's County product. How confident are we in MoCo and PG teaming up together for the Purple Line? You think this thing's going to work?
It's going to work. The question is, how long is it going to take?
How long has it been taking?
I thought it was the Silver Line they were working on just recently. They've been working on the Purple Line, too?
The Silver Line's out here in VA, and they got that thing done. The Purple Line's been back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, tell us
ask the good folks at Columbia Country Club how much fun it's been dealing with the Purple Line. When we come back, Peter Rosenberg joins the program.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, folks, caller number 10 right now. You win two tickets to Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top, the Sharp Dressed Man Tour, Sunday, September 8th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. Caller 10, 800-636-1067. You're going to see Skynyrd play Freebird. We have got some information here on the B. Mitch and Finley program. Earlier in the program, I asked Brian, why do you think Cole Turner switched from 85 to 88? Now, he did get cut as 85 and then signed back to the practice squad, and he's now wearing 88. But I noticed this yesterday at practice. Yesterday at practice was before Noah Brown was signed. It was before Noah Brown was announced by the team, before he was reported by myself and others to have signed here. But already, yesterday at practice at 4 o'clock, whenever we were out here, Cole Turner was wearing 88. And little things like that always stand out to me. I've been doing this a while. I try to notice the little things. Well, sure enough, Noah Brown is at practice tonight, which he should be. He just signed here. Noah Brown's wearing 85. So either it's one hell of a coincidence that a player yesterday switched out of the number he's been wearing for three seasons, or somebody knew something. Jeff Landfill, What do you think the odds are that somebody knew something or one hell of a cosmic coincidence?
I think somebody knew something.
I think somebody knew something. Which is fine. They're supposed to know stuff. It's funny, as we asked them, we sit in that presser yesterday and ask them about, you know, number two receiver options and all these things, and they know they've already signed this guy or are probably at the 2-yard line of signing this guy. I always find that stuff interesting. A few things. Dennis on Twitter, I can't read that tweet, but I want you to know it very much made me laugh. But I do need to bring this up. A.B. Goody, Landini. A.B. Goody wants me to tell you that you were dead-ass wrong about De'Ami Brown giving up his number and getting cut for Mike Sammerstill.
You're right, I was wrong. Peter Rosenberg joins the show.
Okay, great. Peter, what's going on, dude? How are you?
I am good, my friend. Sorry, I had phone troubles for a minute. I'm making my way to a long day of travel to eventually get to Berlin this weekend for Bash at Berlin for WWE.
Wow. What continent are you currently on?
What condiment? I'm a big ketchup man, or sriracha. Sorry.
Continent.
Bad joke. I am currently in America on a continent called Long Island, but later this evening I will be heading out from JFK. I'm stopping in Amsterdam, and then I'll be in Berlin sometime tomorrow early afternoon.
Okay, good for you. Now, is that stop in Amsterdam personal? Because I'm guessing they got directs from New York to Berlin.
I thank you for making me sound cooler and younger and hipper than I currently am. no, it is. I barely choose to visit Amsterdam when I'm in the United States, let alone when I'm in Europe. So, no. It was one of those situations where I couldn't make the direct flight that everybody else was taking because of my radio show, and then it was either take some like suspect discount airline where the direct flight to Berlin was like $300, and I was like, I don't trust this, so I opted for the legit flight that stops in Amsterdam.
Dude, I know all about taking terrible flights to make your radio show schedule. So I get that. That makes a lot of sense. Dude, so we've made it, Peter. It's been a long summer. I know you got to take a little well-earned vacation there. But football season's here. I know you've got WWE stuff that keeps you busy year-round, but I know what football season means to you. How fired up are you now that we're basically to the finish line? College football this weekend, NFL starts a week from today.
I am incredibly stoked on every level. Super, super excited for this Commanders team. Have really been, I know this may sound weird, and certainly you can't identify it because of your multiple hats that you wear covering the team, but I've been like relatively checked out of training camp. I mean, I check in here and there, but like didn't have the same sort of commitment. I mean, Sunday night was a friggin' rumor to me. I've just been sort of, I want to wait and just watch this team and take it in as like a normal fan that maybe has a real football team, you know? And, I'm trying not to pass like any sort of major judgment before I see it. So like the expectations on Jaden and, all of those things, I'm just kind of trying to wait and take it in. I'd say the most emotional I've been about this team was when I texted you guys about the Jahan Dotson news. That was very frustrating to me. And I'm not saying it was the wrong thing to do. And, you know, you sort of shed some light maybe on what was going on there. And obviously when you draft a player that highly and after 2 years they're not giving you what you expected, you know, in some ways it's not shocking. The thing that just kills me is how Philadelphia always gets their man, right? And like, you know, it's been a huge story on my radio show here in New York, the fact that the Eagles let Hassan Reddick go and grabbed Bryce Huff from the Jets. And now Hassan Reddick has turned into a complete disaster so far for the Jets. Yeah. And they get this great Huff who's kind of like the perfect replacement for Reddick in the first place. And I felt sort of the same way. I'm like, wait a second. How did we in division – let them get a guy who at least on paper could turn into a stud and burn us. And listen, in one sense, it's the kind of decision that I think good, rational football teams make. They don't make emotional decisions. If you get an option, you're like, hey, this guy's not going to be as valuable at the end of this year. We don't care. We want to move on and get something. I get it. But as a fan, it hurt. Was that a common thought? Were a lot of people annoyed by this?
Yo, 100%. I mean, that trade came down, I believe, on a Thursday afternoon. And then Friday, Brian flew out to California to meet his granddaughter, if I have that right. Yeah. And so it was me solo. And Peter, you know how radio is. I didn't even give out the phone number. And the phones were lit from the time we came on. And it was, I'd say, 70, 80% people just pissed about the trade. And yesterday was the first time we got to talk to Adam Peters since the trade, I believe. And he had a couple of comments, one specifically to a question I asked him, where he's like, we got good value for Jahan. We like where we ended up on that trade. And I think, and then B said something that was really telling, is like, sometimes we see things through the prism of, yo, this is a first round pick. But 2 years into the league, you are what you are at that point, and draft status just doesn't matter, you know? And I think it was because the vision of Jahan, and even his rookie season, catching the 7 touchdowns, I think in NFL circles, I think the market showed what it would bear. And dude, there's no way Peters wanted to trade him in the division and have to send a 5th. There's no way he wanted to, but I think it's pretty obvious that was the best offer out there.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, I sometimes get frustrated when we spend a lot of time. It comes up a lot here, you know, when we talk about the New York GMs and we're talking about Joe Shane and Joe Douglas and what they get. Sometimes I get frustrated in, like, the optic of what it looks like to give up on a pick. You know, at a certain point, yeah, the pick is what it is, but you don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face because it was a good pick, so you let it get less and less valuable. I think that is a stupid thing to do. Simultaneously, you know, we could have a conversation here about the quarterback play, realistically, that Jahan had the first 2 years in the league, right? But then there's another thing, which is that, okay, but now you want him to compete, and he's got a guy that a lot of people think can play. I mean, I don't know if you looked at that ESPN article yesterday where they were surveying 100 anonymous NFL players, and it seemed like basically a split between who will be better between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. So a lot of people think this kid can play, and he wasn't able to get in a position to definitively start with Daniels. I guess that's all the information they needed. It's just, as a fan, it's frustrating and scary. And the idea that A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, if Jahan Dotson's just a little better than he's been so far, I think it's kind of what the Eagles were looking for.
I think specifically with Jahan, I think offenses play a big role in it. And I think Scott Turner, 2 years ago, Jahan's rookie season, did a good job of scheming Jahan clean off the line. There was a lot of motion, a lot of bunch formations. That's kind of just stuff that Scott did. Last year with Bieniemy, you didn't see that as much, and NFL defenses realized if we can press him at the line or just get a good bump on him within 5 yards, that's going to disrupt his route running ability. And I think that happened combined with some unexpected drops. I mean, there were legitimate drops last year from Jahan. He was top 10 in drop rate across the league that I never would have expected. He was one of the best hands catchers coming out of the draft, and I think things just kind of went sideways. I think this will really surprise you. And you do so much between WWE, 2 radio shows, 100 podcasts. Like, you do so much. This may not even be on your radar. Did you see last evening the Commanders signed a guy named Noah Brown?
No.
Okay. Do you know Noah Brown?
Remind me of how I should.
Receiver for the Texans last year, the Cowboys prior to that.
Yes. Okay, yep. I saw yesterday that they were moving on from him. And wasn't he, like, statistically, wasn't he basically better than everybody we have shy of Terry?
Yeah, Noah Brown, who they just signed yesterday, who's a seven-year vet, a seventh-round pick in 2017, last season in only 10 games had more receiving yards than Jahan Dotson did in 17 games.
Hey, well, that's Adam Peters then doing Adam Petersy things, right?
Right. I mean, that's what you hope. And maybe that's too much of a direct comparison when one guy had C.J. Stroud and an electrifying offense and one dude had Sam Howell and an unelectrifying offense, right? Like, there's context to everything, but I think it does say something that they were able to bring somebody in with more productivity in 10 games. Now, you hope he can stay healthy, but I also think a guy like Noah Brown picked to come here because he thinks there's opportunity.
Well, what's the general feeling these days on Diami Brown?
Bro, this staff, Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, Adam Peters, these guys are all new. Bobby Engram was here last year, but these guys are largely all new. They seem excited about it. He's looked really good in camp. He's played well in the preseason. He's been good. I have seen him look good in camp before, and then it doesn't translate. I think it's possible a light bulb clicked with him. He realized to play tougher, to press his feet on his routes. I think it's also possible, I've said this 100 times, Peter, but Nico Collins for two seasons was a 400-yard wide receiver. Nico Collins was a guy that was good for about 430 yards a season. Then C.J. Stroud showed up, and Nico Collins went for 1,300. So the quarterback can make a big difference, too.
Well, let me ask you one more. Any early takes on McCaffrey?
Getting better every day, learning the position, has the length you like to see. I think McCaffrey and Sennett, the second half of this season, could really start to emerge as somebody that matters.
Oh, it'd be so fun. If McCaffrey was anything like a McCaffrey, you know what I mean? Like, if he really turned out to have the DNA, that would be such an un-Commanders-like player to have. Like, just one of those deadly dudes. I feel like we so rarely have anyone like that. It would be, I can't, the second I saw his name pop up on the board, I couldn't help but get my hopes up and start dreaming a bit.
See, you know what's happening now, Peter? You're starting to get excited for next weekend. I can feel it in your voice.
Oh, no, no. Listen, I'm just trying to pace myself, but I'm very much looking forward to it. I can only take the same screaming from Yankees fans so much. You know, like, one day it's everyone celebrating.
Losing two out of three to the Nats.
Well, and listen, isn't that – let's be realistic. Isn't that – this is what I'm going to – my take when I get on the radio today. That's not a thing good baseball teams do – or, sorry, that's not a thing great baseball teams do. Like, you're not – great teams should not lose – to inferior teams, and the Yankees do entirely too much of that. They really play to their competition, which I always think is a sign of a team that's not quite all the way there.
I think you're right there. I don't know. Yeah, you have Soto and Judge, obviously, and they're just so incredible. I just don't know that they have enough outside of that. And when you start playing good teams in the playoffs night after night, I don't know what happens there. Plus, I'm an Orioles fan, so to hell with them.
How's the Orioles bounce back been recently? Are they hanging in? I know things have been tough there the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, they've had a lot of injuries, but they took two out of three against Houston and are even now through two games out with the Dodgers. They also have a really tough run right now.
Are any of the pitchers? Are any of the pitchers back? By the way, before we get to the playoffs,
I don't know. I don't know that answer, honestly, dude. Enjoy Berlin. You ever had a doner kebab?
No, please text me what I'm looking for.
Get one. I've only had them in Berlin, and they're freaking fantastic. I will text you. Thank you, dude.
Done. Later, boys. Peace.
All right. Peter Rosenberg, give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. One of the absolute best. Nobody has more jobs than Rosenberg. I'm only trying to emulate him. The other guys I'm trying to emulate, they work at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. Here's why I want to be like them. They treat people the right way. There's a billion places you can buy a car. You can order a car on the internet. But you go to Orsman Automotive of Virginia because they treat you differently. They treat you with the Orsman Lifetime Edge, which has up to $1,500 in extras, complimentary car washes every time you got to schedule maintenance, loaner cars with major maintenance, and a lifetime engine guarantee. I know these people. These people are my friends. I go over there just to hang out. If I'm in Alexandria, I'm just stopping at at the Oarsman Jeep store to hang out with my guy Andy High. That's the kind of relationship I have, and they will do the same for you. It's simple. At Oarsman, they like to keep their customers happy. Take it from us, Beamish and Finley, two beyond satisfied Oarsman customers. Let's ride together. Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Been a busy, busy day on the program. Thank you to Dan Quinn, Commanders head coach, for sitting down and chatting with us. If you missed any of that interview, don't. Figure out a way. Podcast, Odyssey app, carrier pigeon, whatever it requires. I did want to quickly just touch base with Jeff. You all right, Jeff? You're fighting people in the chat, man. What do I tell you about fighting people in the chat? It's not that big of a deal, dog.
Nah, I'm not fighting, but, like, some people, you got to eradicate trolls. This one, Tim always saying something negative. That's my boy, but sometimes you got to fight fire with fire. So I'm, like, not necessarily mad. You know, it sounds like that because you can't really, express yourself through text. But I'm just like, hey, bro.
Express yourself. Like, Do you feel like you have wronged Rev T because he called and you didn't
text? No. So I was telling him in the chat, they called late, bro. They called at, like, 10.
Fine. Let's make some bets because I won last night. Go Mystics. And we got football to bet on tonight.
We got football.
I won.
I had the sticks.
Yeah, I won too.
Lifelong Sticks fan. So what did B-Mitch have? I don't know.
We got football tonight. Oh, my God.
What?
I'm looking at football lines. Arkansas is a 50.5-point favorite against Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Tonight?
Tonight.
I might got to take that.
That's a big number, dude.
I got to take the over in that game, which is 58.5.
I kind of think you got to take the 50.5. That's a lot of points.
All right, I'll take Arkansas Pot and Bluff plus 50.5.
Yo, these odds are like minus 10,000.
Do we know much about the
Kansas
Murray State?
Kansas football is a 49.5-point favorite. They shouldn't be a 49.5-point favorite against anyone.
I know what I'm doing. Oh, dude, Coach Prime starts tonight. Dion's on against North Dakota State.
Oh, give me Coach Prime and the boys.
All right, I believe I have a fantasy draft tonight, which is exciting in and of itself. I'll give everybody updates tomorrow. I'm going to lay the points with the Missouri Tigers. 48.5 points I'm laying tonight.
Murray State.
Go Mizzou. I don't know much about Murray State. I don't even know what state Murray State's in. But I have heard of them in basketball. I feel like they make the NCAA tournament at times. I didn't know Murray State has a football team. And tonight, I'm hoping they don't. Go Missouri Tigers. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Grant and Danny got Adam Peters on their show at 4:15. You're going to want to hear that. As for us, thank you to John Keim for joining us this morning. Thank you to Will Kunkel, our Houston correspondent, for joining us. Commanders head coach Dan Quinn, appreciate that time. Everybody that called in. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg. Thank you to Cody Betts, Popeye's delivery driver. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Jeff owes you an apology.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise strike. striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.